All right, quieten down now. Live from the Brit and Yankee Pub Studios, it's those two fat guys, Phil and Mark, with another Brit and Yankee craft beer pubcast. I can hear the pints being pulled right now.
Knock the wild dude, bring the drums in, let's have a party. Pump up the bitter. Shh, test it. Pump up the bitter. Pump up the bitter.
Take it away, lads.
Pump up the bitter.
You are paying for that beer, aren't you?
All right, we're on podcast number 235, which seems a lot, but we've been going for a while. we don't do it every week, but we used to do it every other week. We're now doing it every week. If you want to get hold of us, you can reach us at Pints at the Brit and Yankee. We're out on Facebook. We don't tweet a lot because I got more to say than 140 characters. But I'm sitting here in a somewhat echoey environment because I'm down in Willowbrook. Willowbrook is one of the places that this past weekend, as we record this, we're the 20th of July, I think it is. And that past weekend, there was three breweries that opened up in the suburbs. So we had to come down and talk to at least one of them this week for our show. And we're at Black Horizon Brewing Company, BHBC, as the chalkboard sign pointing the way to the brewery says as you come down here. Real easy to find. You go straight south on 83, take a left, you're there. Well, look for the chalkboard, but I expect that'll get to be more permanent. I'm sitting here with, I guess we're going to call head brewer, Kevin Baldus, but I know that there is a holy trinity of three of you guys.
Yeah.
One who's behind the bar pretty much permanently, and then there's this guy in the corner who seems to be working on his laptop a lot. Hi, Kevin. How are you? Welcome.
Good. Thank you for letting me on. I'd probably say, well, Alex Stankus has the head brewer's title, but both of us are involved very closely whenever we make a beer, design a beer, plan out a beer. We bounced ideas off each other, and we've been doing that for since almost two going on 2.5 years since we started the project.
And did you have like a cage fight to get that title?
No. I'm fine with him having the head brewer's title because he's got some of the formal training, some of the classes, things at Siebel downtown. I'm more of a classic homebrew guy, I guess. I've been doing it about 10, 11 years. And we just put our heads together when the project came out and said, hey, we like this, I like that. You know, we don't butt heads very often. It's actually a good mix of I'm kind of the older guy, being 43, and he's kind of the younger guy in his 20s. So he's got that new beers perspective that's out there, and then I've got some of the old traditional perspective on beers, and I think what we do collectively is pretty awesome. And then Charles St. Clair, our third partner, is...
Is that Charles in charge?
Yes. Sometimes we'll let him take charge, absolutely. Like, here, you got this, Charles. But, you know, he puts his two cents in on beers as well. What do we want to do? So we all have different titles, but we all are really involved in everything that happens here at Black Horizon.
So tell us how you got the name.
That's the joke that Charles might talk about, but I think it's more when we started the project, Alex wasn't on board, and we brought him in later on. We had a different name that we were going to go with. And then he already had this Black Horizon Brewing Company patent, but it was, or copyrighted, I should say.
Okay.
It's more of a business perspective. There's no huge story behind it, no cliches, no like deep thought ideas. It's just a business. That when you're in business, you want to be in the black and be new. It's something out on the horizon. We're always reaching for the horizon to get in the black and stay in the black.
Okay.
That's pretty much where it came from. There's no gimmicks, no big storylines or connected to any other things that some of the breweries do.
It's a very unique name and made me think of that movie Event Horizon, which was Pretty darn good. Yeah. Successful little sci-fi movie, so maybe you got a successful little brewery going.
Yeah.
You are down in Willowbrook in a what can be considered a fairly large space based upon the size of your brewing capacity, so plenty of opportunity for expansion.
Yes.
Tell us about your system.
Well, we are an all-electric two-barrel system at the moment. We've got 2 5-barrel fermenters and then 2 2-barrel fermenters. The space of the brewery overall is 3,400 square feet. The tap room is about 1,800 square feet. We wanted that opportunity to grow because we do expect to grow within the next 6 months to possibly upgrade our barrel size to, you know, try to look to a 5, 6, 7-barrel system. That we do want to stay with the all-electric system, but depending on pricing and things that happen, we'll decide on that. We're looking into
and ComEd.
That bill is interesting every month, but you're going to pay someplace. If it's not gas, well, you know, you're going to pay water no matter what. But there's some utilities you're going to have to pay, just right off the top. And we're looking into adding a couple more fermenters here within the next maybe 3-4 weeks, as we look into the horizon.
Yeah, into the horizon. There you go. So currently you have, you opened up last, Friday, Saturday sort of thing. You've got 8 beers on tap.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that they cover the gamut of styles that are crowd pleasers, initial styles. I mean, you haven't done anything truly wacky.
There's nothing truly wacky that is on tap yet. We do, the last couple of years at Beer Under Glass, we've had a chocolate habanero stout that was very popular, and we've had people asking about it. We do have that kegged. We just haven't released it yet because we wanted to, one, make sure that all 8 taps were filled for opening weekend or opening 2 weeks, I'd like to say, and then start pulling some things out of the walk-in cooler and hooking those up as we move along. And we have a nitro handle that we want to do. We have a big chocolate, which is already nitroed, that we just haven't put on tap yet. So we've got 8 on tap right now, and we've got about another 6 ready to go, and all 4 fermenters are full right now as we speak. So we're turning a lot of beer over. We want to offer everybody a spectrum of different beers because, Alex and I were downtown yesterday. We were walking around. We went to a couple places, and it's hard to find a stout in July.
Yeah, absolutely correct. I was so happy to see something like that there.
And the preconceived idea is that a stout is heavy and all that. I don't believe that at all. I think it's stout. The stout that we have is very easy drinking, and then we did the chocolate version of it as well. So you've got the porter, which it's all natural. There's no adjuncts in that at all. It's all grain all up front. And then the red. I mean, I'm a big fall beer drinking guy. I like a good solid red, and that one is probably my favorite on tap right now, is that red. And then, we do the summer. We've got a Hefeweizen that's coming out here soon that we've kegged already, and our pale ales and the Horizon pale ale, which we're going to be turning out different volumes of that. We're already on volume 1's about done. We've done number 2, and volume 3 is fermenting right now. So if you come in, you're going to be able to try a variety of styles.
Yeah, and so far, you've been sampling them all. I mean, you've got enough here that you can comfortably sample everything and then decide what your favorite is.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, I wouldn't say desperately searching for a fault, but I've been trying to find something that maybe isn't quite right. And I have to say that everything I've had so far has been just absolutely spot on. You've got a goes that you've got lemon peel in. It's delightfully salty up front with that lemon peel at the back that's not in your face, because as I understand in talking to Alex, it wasn't zest, it was dehydrated.
Yes, dehydrated lemon peel.
So it's kind of softened it a little bit.
Yeah,
so
we wanted the beer to hydrate the lemon peel and bring out the oils in, as opposed to having it just peeled and thrown right into the secondary when we cold crashed it the first time.
I haven't actually got to your IPA yet. I've got the double pale ale that I'm drinking right now, and I will say I think so far that's my favorite. Has quite delicious flavor depth to it, soft, almost vanilla-y.
Alex calls it a it's kind of a barley wine-esque finish to it. It's nice soft sweetness to it. I think it sneaks. It will sneak up on you, but you would never know that it's a 9% alcohol ABV beer.
I would agree 100%.
And the hops, we did it with a combination of about 4 or 5 different hops, so that wasn't one that was straightforward. Like our Citra Horizon right now, you know that Citra right in your face, where that double is, we wanted to spread out the hops in it, but to also make it a nice, you know, full body.
I think when you talked about the Citra hitting you in the face, Alex was describing it as very hoppy. It's not. It's just a delightfully citrusy drinking beer that I would, I'd love to have that every day. And now one of my everyday beers is Founders Session IPA. Okay. This is a pale ale, so a little more malty perhaps, but not too much. But it's just quite delicious. I mean, I think you've hit something here. These are great beers.
Thank you. Well, I think we have an advantage that with our brew size being so small, that if we do come across something that's like, that didn't go where we wanted it to go.
Yeah.
And we're not going to force something on tap because we have to sell off the volume.
Right.
It won't even make it into the cooler.
So take us back to when you first brought in your equipment. Obviously, you've been working on this from a business perspective for a while. You found a space. I'm assuming that Willowbrook was more than happy to have you in, because I don't know of anything else in Willowbrook.
Absolutely.
And then tell us how you decided and how you brewed these 8 beers and got them all, in place, ready for your opening.
Well, the process started a long time ago, I'll be honest. We got to a point where our friends and family and other people were asking us, so when's it going to open? And we were going to make t-shirts that said, I don't know, I'll tell you when I do. Just so that they just hit off that question right away. All of us being, not primary businessmen and brewers and having other jobs, and it was just a process that we learned a lot of it by going along. I have to give some credit to a lot of the local brewers in the area that were very helpful in this process, giving us information, giving us, advice and who to go to. There's just when we were looking for the property alone, we originally were going to have one in Batavia. That fell through, and then
that's out my way.
It was about closer to me too. That fell through. Then we hired a real estate guy that has been doing breweries, and we found this place within like a week and a half. And actually, the owner of the building is sitting at the bar right now drinking beer, so we know we've got his support.
Okay.
And then got in the space. We joke about it, but everything that we have in this space, we did. We cut the floor. Yeah. We put the concrete in. The only thing we didn't do is probably a bunch of the plumbing and electrical work, stuff that we just are out of our realm and don't have a license to do.
Yeah.
I built this table we're sitting at. It's built from old bleacher boards from the high school that I work in. We did the gym.
Cool.
The bar is made out of those same bleacher boards. All the tables we built, painted ourselves, the walls, everything around us. I was up on the ladder with a spray gun painting. Alex holding the ladder so I wouldn't fall off, and it was a project that we did with our hands. And that's everything else, the brewing the beer was the easy part. Yeah. Getting 8 beers on tap for opening was the fun part, was the easy. It was the other stuff that was like, okay, that's stuff we got to learn, ask questions. The village was great. A lot of guidance, redirected us a few times when we made mistakes and had to make sure that we did it by the book and do things so the process went well.
So unlike other villages, you don't have any restrictions on how much beer you serve at one time. Other than the good sense of all the people who come in and the bartender behind there.
Correct. And we've talked about it, and we don't post it, but we do kind of watch what is being served. Just one, because we want to make sure our inventory stays there, and two, this isn't a bar, it's not some place that people are going to come to not be able to get home safely. It's a place that you come try all our beers and give us your feedback. It's basically, right there, let us know. And plus the space, we got lucky, we got in before the federal government changed the the parameters for what you can do with breweries now, but having the open floor plan where you can sit where we're sitting and look over a wall and see the equipment where this beer that you're drinking was made. So that connection was big. For me, it was a very big deal.
So they've made a change now? So
the federal government has made a change where if you have a new brewery and your designs have to have a wall or a partition wall or a glass separating the brewery from the taproom space.
You go. There's the federal government kind of getting involved.
I didn't ask questions why, because it didn't matter to us. we weren't confined by that because we were approved before that changes were made. So,
yeah, I think the ability to have your process open to everybody and you can lean over and say, hey, what you brewing?
And, well, you walked in today and you could smell what we were brewing. And everybody's like, whoa, what was going on? Well, it's our rye ale.
What were you brewing today?
It's a rye ale.
The rye ale.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's something we did a couple years back. And I wanted to, again, get something a little off the cuff with, I wouldn't necessarily call it a Roggen beer. But it's in that neighborhood.
Okay.
It's our interpretation of that style.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, and the spicy note, back note to it is good. And plus, as we move out of July and get into August, I think we start making that turn towards that end of summer. Unfortunately, not to go back to school too. But
oh, bummer, dude.
No.
So you're a teacher.
Yes,
full
I am.
Time.
Yep. Yes, I am.
What subjects do you teach?
I am a special education teacher in high school, and I also co-teach in the math department.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say like something like
chemistry.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no.
Darn.
No.
Okay.
But the chemistry guys were very interested in my project that we were doing. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you've set this brewery up. You've got some barrels sitting around, and I was talking to Alex. It sounds like you've got some something in there that's going to come out in the future
relatively soon. We've got about, I don't know, we'll do some barrel aged things, but we really focused on getting our taps in the half barrels that we have full for opening, and then we'll start barrel aging things for special releases, things like that. I think what we're looking to do here too is probably having like can release Saturdays where we'll can some beers on Saturdays and then have those packaged to go on Saturdays only when you come in.
And you don't have a canner right now.
We are looking for one at this point. So if you got cheap canner out there, let me know.
Okay.
Black Horizon
Please
Brewing.
Contact us.
Yeah, blackhorizonbrewing.com. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you gonna? So you do growlers or howlers? I can't remember which one.
Howlers again.
Howlers.
Because,
okay.
Yeah, because of our two barrel system and our inventory, we want to make sure that we're not selling half gallons of beer at a time, just to make sure, because we don't want to be that place where, oh, look, they only have four beers on tap.
Okay.
You know, we are very adamant about having eight different beers on tap whenever you come in, and those will rotate as we get out of week two and week three.
So crowlers are obviously quite popular, mm-hmm. because from my perspective as a drinker, I can get a couple of those different varieties, mm-hmm. take it home, put it into my fridge, and then I just crack open, hey honey, I'm only having one can of beer, and then I got a couple of pints going on there.
Correct.
But any plans to get one of those little buggers?
Crowlers at this point, the sustainability in a crowler is really dependent on how it's canned behind the bar. It's very much like a howler or a growler is done.
Yeah.
So life expectancy on those crowlers isn't as necessary as long as a lot of people feel and think.
Okay.
Again, because it's not like a true canning machine where you're backflowing and putting CO2 in there. It's most places done right behind the bar. So a crowler necessarily isn't going to last much longer than a growler, maybe a little bit. But it's just another means of a neat way of packaging your beer and sending it out the door.
So looking into the future then, bottles, special releases, canning.
Yes.
How about distribution to bars and taverns?
We did the beer for Fuller House in Hinsdale for their second anniversary a few weeks back. We have a relationship with the owner of that establishment, and so we wanted to do that. I think taking care of the beer that's in-house and being served here is our priority. Will we distribute it out? We do not have a contract with a distributor. If we do, it'll be self-distributed and probably to places that are close by, people that we have relationships with.
So you're hoping maybe in the future it's going to really blossom, but
here,
for now, take it easy.
Yeah.
So as a part of the three key guys here, what's your favorite beer on tap?
Like I said, I don't have one style I like all the time, but the red ale is it for me. It's just a real malty, biscuity flavor. Yeah. I mean, I love hops. I'm a hophead some days, but for that one, that's just an easy drinking red ale, and it's just really good for solid for me.
So you guys, when you're brewing here, I think a couple of you have other day jobs that hopefully you're going to hope it's going to go away, right? I'm assuming.
I don't see myself giving up teaching them and doing it too long.
Okay.
But, you know, being off for the summers does help me here to get here more often. And also, you know, Alex and I often will come, I'll come in, start a beer, and he'll come and he'll finish it out.
Yeah.
Today he came in and I finished it out today. That could happen also as we get in back into the split my time with school.
So you're brewing how many days a week?
Oh, right now we slowed up, maybe a couple, once or twice a week at this point. That's about it for now. We don't want to make too much, just to make sure that we don't have stuff sitting around, because we were very adamant about fresh beer.
Well, the quality, I will say, is tip-top.
Thank you.
Everything is really superb. I think you got something that's going to blossom here. Tell everybody where they need to come to find it. Now, the question that always flummoxes everybody is, what's the telephone number here? Because they brew and they don't know the telephone number, but I got a feeling you do.
630-413-4964. You can almost reach us at any time. That phone also rings to my phone if we're not in the brewery. The best way to get here, if you're coming from the south, is just if you're coming on 55, get off of Kingery Road, Highway 83, head north, hit 75th Street, turn right, which you're heading east, and then come to Quincy, turn right, and then we're at the second building on the right-hand side, and we are on the southwest corner of that building. That's probably the hardest part, is finding the door to the brewery, because we are an industrial park, so there's other places. I think if you're a craft beer enthusiast, you get that game, I guess, in a sense, find the craft brewery in the industrial park. But there's a couple signs out when we are open to the public. And
the website?
It's www.blackhorizonbrewing.com, all one word. And our email address is blackhorizonbrewing@gmail.com. Make it real simple.
There you go. Keeping it simple. Look for the blue chalkboard.
We're getting a huge logo on the garage door too, so that'll be up next week.
Mentioned the garage door. Where we're sitting, your back is to the garage door. Is this something that can go up and
outdoors? We had it open last weekend. The only requirement, which we found out late, was that we had to have a air curtain installed. So we do have the air curtain installed back there, so we can have it open during regular business hours, if weather permitting. So today is way too hot for that.
Yeah, right. So this is rife for Oktoberfest and things like that out in the parking lot.
We'll all have to talk to the village about that, but
they'll love it. Come on.
Yeah, myself have had a Oktoberfest party called Baltoberfest to play on my last name, and we'll probably have a Baltoberfest here this year as well. And we're establishing relations with local food trucks as well. So we do have close ties with some of those food trucks. Unfortunately, with our getting our occupancy in the middle of summer, a lot of them that come to the suburbs are booked. But we have a lot of great food establishments that are local, mom and pop places that are right in Willowbrook, in the area that you can order and deliver to. We actually had a place, Tomato Bar, came in on our first Friday night and delivered free pizzas to everybody that was here.
That was
really
cool.
That was really neat.
That
was a big thank you to them for that.
Well, a big thank you to you, Kevin, because I know you've been on the other side there. When I came in, you were cleaning, and I know that...
That's a brewer's life.
That's right.
That's a brewer's life.
75% is said cleaning.
Yep.
And I have to admit, I admire you are wearing the full wellies. So I knew you were the
doing
the job. But thank you very much indeed. I appreciate
you for coming out and doing this.
This is nice. You know, wish you all the best. You don't have a glass, otherwise I would clink cheers.
Not yet.
I know you got. You know what I'm waiting for now?
What's that?
The big chocolate stout. That's going to be my finishing beer. Looking. So if that's crap, I'm coming back with an addendum. You know.
Absolutely.
But cheers. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
much. I'll give you the double pale ale and wish you all the best. We'll come back in a year at your anniversary. It's going to be a busy weekend, by the way.
You've got three
of them that's going to have an anniversary of that weekend.
Yeah, that would be... Maybe we should talk to those two and work something out.
I think so. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
We're on Friday, you're on Saturday, you're on Sunday.
Yeah, we could do that.
Pull the straws.
Yeah. It's a good thing about the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild. It's a big family.
So I agree.
It's neat.
That's good. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thank you
all
very
the
much.
Best for the future, and say hi to Alex and Charles. And I still think it's Charles in charge, isn't it?
Yeah. That's fine.
He's sitting there with the phone and the computer.
Yeah, that's his day job.
Britain Yankee!
Britain Yankee!
I'll have a pint. No, go, give us a pint. You got any tetanus?
A pint, please, Bob. Give another pint, please, Bob.